Those gathered for council at Asheville. Asheville, North Carolina, May 2, 1909. To those gathered for council at Asheville. It has been presented to me that there are some matters connected with the work in Asheville which need to be set in order. It is very important that everything should be based on a right and true foundation. The work that Sister Rumbo is doing in the donation of property to the cause should stand out straight and distinct, in harmony with her ideas, and not altogether according to the ideas of somebody else. Sister Rumbo is a woman upon whom you can depend. She has confidence in you. I was shown that our brethren should move very carefully and judiciously and righteously, and thus maintain her confidence. Do not give her reason to feel that she has misjudged you. Sister Rumbo has donated this property because she has seen the truth, because she believes the truth, and because she desires to help the cause that she believes to be of God. It is not for the benefit of any one individual. It is given for the advantage of the cause. It is right that Sister Rumbo be consulted in regard to the use of this property, which she has donated to the cause. The local conference may feel that this property should be deeded over to its control, but this would not be best. I do not want to see everything under the control of one body of men. It should not be turned over to the local conference. Sister Rumbo is a woman of good judgment. She understands the truth. She has purity of motive, and she wants the work in this place to be carried on a high level. She wants the property she has donated to the cause to be treated as if it were God's property. The work in Asheville is not to be carried on according to selfish motives or to meet the mind of any one man. The injudicious course of one who has worked in Asheville has hurt her faith in this work as the work of God. But if consecrated minds will take the guidance of the work that will be done for the accomplishment of which this property was given, Sister Rumbo desires that it shall be used for the glory of God, that souls right around here may be brought to a knowledge of the truth. The Lord does not require elder parsons to stay in a climate that is deleterious to his health and might shorten his life. There are other places where he can labor to advantage and where he can build up his health. Elder parsons should be given opportunity to take the best care of himself that he may recover. If he remains in a climate that is damp and unfavorable, the result will be injurious to him physically, and his usefulness as a laborer in the cause will be crippled.